It's Tuesday, the 9th of September, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about games are Aaron.
Hi, I'm in the game.
Girls.
EA Sports.
And Jack.
Me! Hi.
And I, as always, am Ace. Today we're on stream, we're playing Daemon X Machina Titanic Scion. Unfortunately, it's only three-person co-op, so Gauz, who is further in the story, is going to be customizing his mech, I assume.
I'll do something when I'm not trying to manage the stream and the stupid API that they updated for the reactive images. Sorry. We love you, reactive images. It's not, your API isn't stupid. I love it. Please cut that out.
Oh, me and Ace stumbled upon the exact same idea for the Game Grin logo.
What, the two G's?
Yeah. The placement is exact, and I didn't even look at yours beforehand. The my G's pop more.
Yeah, to unlock the co-op, we had to play about an hour, maybe a bit more, of the game. So we are not starting at the start. We are starting with a mission. Subject, request for byway entrance security.
Yeah. Basically, we played through the tutorial section, and we have now begun the game proper.
Right, so I'm going to accept this mission, and we're going to play.
Did your character answer Forge on your side?
Yes.
Yes.
That's cool. Right, everybody, suit up.
Oh, yes, sorry. I will stop petting the dog.
No! Pet the dog, pet the puppy!
I did a couple times. You can always just watch it on like a clip if you want.
Why are you
traveling to the fort? I have initiated fast travel.
I have approved fast travel.
I thought you just said ass travel.
That too.
You did.
That's in the 18 plus stream.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Isn't this the 18 plus stream?
No, this is the 18 and below stream.
Oh, okay.
So I notice you two have guns and I don't.
You didn't pick up a gun?
I just found a sword.
We were probably looting crates and stuff on our way to the city.
The gun was the second thing I picked up.
Well, I just ran.
I picked That's up fair. A gun and sent it to the hangar by accident. So it's like, oops. No.
That's not good. Hi there, two old emos. We'll find Beyblades, don't worry.
Ace, I don't want to alarm you, but your feet are on fire.
I wonder why.
Ace is doing the ninja run from Metal Gear Rising.
Oh, we have a limited amount of flying ability.
Oh. Limited amounts of fuel.
Well, for the boost, you use your femto, and for everything else, use your stamina.
I'm just going to go bare knuckle brawler.
Gauz is very quiet. I'll check. I might have just been too far from the mic, sorry.
Ooh, magazine ammo.
Wait, I should do it like Josh and check the sound levels on my phone so I don't have to listen to Ace's sound of the game. I'll take off my headphones, you three play nice.
Okay.
I
like both of you and enjoy doing things with you.
Well, now I come across as even meaner than I intended.
Stop going away from me. I'm trying to punch you. I'll up your levels to your demos. Our level of friendship. Fair warning, my social link doesn't give any bonuses. It's just negatives.
Kratos.
You both have rocket launchers on your back.
This is true.
I got mine from over where we fought the immortals a few minutes ago.
Yeah. I just haven't been looting. I punch things and I forget to loot. That's my way of the ninja.
That's your nindo, your ninja way?
That's what I said. Well, that's a big one. And punch it.
Testing, testing. This is a test phrase. Ignore this.
Okay. Ooh, I like this new head.
Ow.
Is this the thing we're supposed to be killing?
Yep.
Oh, this music sounds great.
Ow. Armor broke. Bottle force part out. We're gonna die in a minute. Bottle force punch.
I need to find more ammo.
Actually, isn't the mission we're doing, by the way? Girls isn't playing.
Yeah, this is just free player. I'm just dead weight.
Ow.
I'm trying to fix this stream.
Oh, fallen ally?
Yeah, it's me. I'm dead.
Let me help you. Where are you? You're down there.
Ace is running on my face.
I couldn't stop running.
You've been rebooted.
Oh my.
Okay, maybe I need to actually equip a weapon. Fine game. Yeah, but I don't think this is actually an enemy we need to deal with right now. But we should, but it's not the mission, I'm guessing.
It's cool, though.
Did you just engage a random enemy not related to the mission, Aaron?
I didn't engage this enemy.
It was me. I wanted to punish it.
Aaron, could you do us the honor of performing one of your world-famous beatboxes, please? Says I'm, Big Feelings.
I have a world-famous beatbox? Okay, if it's world-famous. And that's it.
It didn't really pick up either.
I'm sorry, this isn't the best mic for beatboxing. Which I am definitely an expert in. Wow, I do not have enough ammo for this fight.
I'm gonna have a little sleep. You deal with this.
Oh, you need help?
No, I'm sleeping.
You need help.
I'm sleeping.
You need help.
What is staff? Oh, there you go.
Staff is what?
Invincible.
Oh, I see.
This guy is not our objective, guys.
I said that thrice.
But I've already wasted so much ammo on this guy.
And I asked, is this the guy we're supposed to be firing? You said yes, Jack.
Yeah, but afterwards I said, oh wait, no, it's not. I get things wrong, you know this. You should not be surprised by this fact.
Okay, let's withdraw, because this is going to take up like an hour, and none of us are leveled for this, or have the ammo for this. Or the health packs.
How do I get more ammo for my Thunderbird, then?
It's not Nads, it's Nards.
Damaged beak. Ow, frick! I was trying to leave Rebellion. Just for that, I'm going to kick your butt. I'm not going to kick your butt, I'm going to leave. Kick him in the robot, Nads. Game Grin. Ooh. That's a cool looking weapon.
I barked. I was hitting the head.
Bark, bark. Bark, bark. Look at my new head.
I don't want to see her head.
I've heard that. No, I'm not gonna say that. No, no.
You better not.
Is this what we're supposed to be doing?
Maybe. Just
look. Hang on. This is the mission location, at least?
I think we did it, maybe.
Well, it does say report mission completion at the base, so we can fast travel from here.
Let's go to the base, then.
Or do we want to travel back under our own power and try and find things to loot?
Bark.
I think we need ammo and loot and stuff.
I would like some loot.
I think ammo you'd get from going to the... back to the base, I'd imagine.
Oh, that's nice.
Decided to just fight that thing again.
Let's do it.
No, I did Let's not. I'm going past it. I'm being a good boy this time.
So, what is the purple stuff?
The purple stuff is your femto, which you need for fly boost.
Flying and running.
No, that's red.
Then what is purple?
Purple is some kind of a resource. I can't remember what it's called. It's used for development and stuff.
I love purple. Ace, where are you?
I'm over here.
Where's over here? Oh. I can see you, but I can't see you. What the hell? Spencer?
Oh, there. Is that you up there with the reclaimers? Or no, it's not you.
I was behind you.
I see.
Well, you're not dead.
There you are. Oh, frick, there you are.
Dual demons are questioning your competence in fighting the right enemies.
We did it. We did it. We already did the mission. We did the mission already.
Look, we're as good as finding enemies as you are at sneaking. Let's leave it at that.
I want to point out the fan service mech on my screen.
I mean, it looks cool.
It's the only mech with tits.
I don't know if my mech does. Yeah, I don't think my mech does, necessarily.
And we're fantastic at finding enemies, right? Dual demos?
Ooh, a longbow.
Stop being mean. Okay. I know these are cool robots and you want to give them a wide variety of weapons, but I have a knife now. What am I going to do with a knife?
You got
a knife.
Fight. Kill. Win.
Oh, so something I just discovered is that when you find a new armor part, you can use it as a skin over your normal armor.
Ah, so Fashion Souls is alive and well.
Well, not Souls, but Fashion, definitely.
Fashion Machina.
Ooh, I have a bow. Like, I do like going for the yellow things.
I have a private armor skin for my privates.
Very cool.
I didn't ask for a reaction. I just stated it, and you're supposed to take it in.
I don't want to take in your privates.
We're supposed to take in the... Yeah, okay. Jack beat me.
You're all terrible.
Yes. This is a fact. Oh, it's dead. Spends a full clip on a dead guy. I don't feel so good about that. Engaging search mode.
Engaging search mode.
I found things, I guess.
Ooh, there's a thing. Basic damage plus one. Repair spray S. Inside the little building structure.
As opposed to a non-structure building?
You got it!
Can't go through the door. There we go. Huh.
Oh, I have ammo now. Very cool. Alright, should we try fighting that boss again?
No, let's go take this stuff back. Report on this mission.
Where is the base?
Let's see. Maybe the fort? Which would be... Oh, we can just fast travel to the fort if you want. Or we could travel to there. Or we could fast travel to the fort.
I mean, it's right here. I'm guessing.
Well, then I will follow you.
Oh, we'll fast travel to the base.
The request was denied.
The request was denied. Oh, fantastic.
How did that happen?
Wait, I think I'm the one to blame for that. Sorry, let me just come back out. That's I entered the no-fly zone. Maybe that cancelled it. Try now.
Is that Mount Doom over there? No, it's just Sauron.
I mean, this isn't Lord of the Rings, Aaron.
I cannot, because we're in an event, apparently.
What? What did you do?
Left we haven't done 5 anything. Seconds.
What did you do, Aaron?
I haven't done anything. I just flew towards Mount Doom.
Now it's letting me.
Sorry, no, there is Sauron.
There is no Mount Doom or Sauron.
I saw like a tower with like a red thing at the top, which reminded me of Sauron. Is there a Saruman at least?
There's only two of us in the lift.
I'm in a loading screen.
Bruce just made All Might the mech. What's an All Might?
Small Might.
Hero Academia.
Oh, that guy. All Might Smash. I don't know. I know anime.
But you're our anime guy.
I am?
Bruce has never seen an anime.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I've been lying all this time.
You'd have known.
We've done an anime, a recent anime, Goz has just gone on Reddit. Otherwise, it's just Wikipedia.
A little warning that in about 10 seconds, Twitch will be playing an ad. This is just the shortest ads that we could set, so we'll be back very soon.
We're going to get a debrief from Forge.
Double trouble. I like Toby.
The protagonist is so angsty in this.
And is.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, but you sometimes unlock NPC voices, and you can go to where you change your appearance and set them, I suppose. But I wonder if they work in like story context. I wonder on stream, on the last stream, if every single voice actor recorded all the voice lines.
That would be pretty fun.
No. Unless they got paid very well.
Exactly.
Sorry, I thought I accepted, but I guess not.
Once again, Jack spoils it for everyone.
That's why you hired me.
Oh, we're talking about spoiling things? Want to know the ending of the game?
Everyone lives.
Oh, that's good. I was really worried that some characters are going to die, but I'm glad to know they live.
Even the villains, the protagonists, like, make friends with them.
Ooh, that's always fun.
So are all of you playing on controllers?
I am.
Interesting. I feel so stupid now.
My usual rule of thumb is for games viewed from the third person, I tend to go for controller. But first person, I tend to enjoy keyboard and mouse.
That's fair enough.
Well, it depends on the game. Why did you mute us, two old emos? Are you trying to say something?
Maybe it was the ad, which is still supposedly playing.
Oh yeah, might be. Oh, I wonder if the big glowy thing is on a weak spot or something.
It's probably a strength spot.
I like Ace's sword more than the one I have.
Well, you can't get it.
I must slay Ace Lister to obtain his sword.
I have a laser sword, a floppy laser sword.
I don't want to see your floppy laser sword, thank you very much.
Okay. I got a laser sword in the tutorial section and I was annoyed that I lost it.
Yeah, very sad. Flat cable. No, I'm going to get the aerial speed plus up thing. Yellow. I like the yellow. Ooh, first aid.
I do like the movement while running is surprisingly fluid. I do enjoy that.
Like the boost running or normal running?
The boost running. Because your character kind of automatically shifts to avoid obstacles or some obstacles. So it's not as clunky as it could be, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it also works like that when you're just boosting. Not boosting. Dashing. Whatever it's called.
Oh, a flambage.
Ooh, some cars.
There's a car. I'll kill it. Don't you know Cybertrucks are illegal? Why can't I kill the car?
No one's in it anymore.
Well, I don't care about the people. I want to kill the car. How dare they have cars in the world of mechas? I mean, even the driver just got up and started flying.
Well, you can drive the cars. You can ride horses in this game.
What?
You can ride horses, you can drive cars.
Oh, yeah.
You can drive cars with turrets, and your friends can get on the turret.
You have a treasure chest on that car.
You can also get on horses.
Oh, crap, we lost Panzer.
We?
No, you haven't.
We? Yes, we. You're my navigator.
Turn around.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you've got a turret, but I've got a treasure chest.
Can I have the chest?
No.
I want the chest.
No.
Aha, I have the chest.
Get on the car, then.
I opened the chest.
Getting Halo vibes.
You can't catch me!
Apparently can't, because we're going about the same speed.
Why are there cars if you all can fly? Asks to all demos. Any ideas?
Flying takes power that we can't spare.
That's a good point.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Pay no attention to my little car crash.
How do I get out of the car?
I believe it's
Oh, you need to keep the button down, okay. I found the button to change seats.
So did you go in the passenger seat and then you were like, fuck, I can't do anything now?
Yes.
Actually, my car has a passenger seat and a turret if we all want to get on. I'll come back to y'all.
I have a sword. It's made of lasers now.
Ooh, very exciting.
Can I drop it for you? No. Equipment. Weapon.
Bennett toy.
No, I don't think I can drop it. Shame.
Get on, you fools!
Fly, you fools.
Which one is it?
The one that I'm in. It's moving.
No, I meant... whatever.
Oh, sorry.
Jack, when I change my body type to type 2, I become Mrs. Popo.
Good.
Exciting.
I think Forge's voice actor is the guy that voice acted wins. No, it can't be Crispin Freeman, can it?
There we go. I need to add a redeem. Jack recognizes a voice actor.
I'm sorry!
And then Jack puts a dollar in the jar.
I'm so sorry! Just recognize voices!
You're hearing voices?
Yes.
I wonder, should we get out and fly over there, or do you think there's a way to drive in to that location? Look, there's a path. Oh, we don't have the car anymore.
Maybe after the scene.
Yes. Hypnos.
Forged to voice is Mick Lauer. I don't recognize that. What has he done? Mostly side roles, it seems. Good for him. For getting a named role. Wait, Ace is fallen off.
Oh no!
Yeah, I got knocked off, sorry.
Get in! Ah! Jack! Oh no! Jack, get in if you want to live!
I'll kick his shins, don't worry.
Oh, okay, in that case, that's fine.
I'm pretending to be that one guy from the Wii game. If you're a robot, why would you wear a hoodie?
These hoodies are cool.
Does he get gold?
I mean, machines can get cold, can't they?
Not, well, they can be cold, but I don't think they feel cold.
That's fair.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Forge.
Is this the daemon in the machina?
Diamond.
Or is this the diamond from the machina?
Demons are beings of evil. Daemons are beings of chaos. So who knows?
King and Daemon. What about Mailer Diamonds?
I don't know what the etymology for the actual program's called Diamonds is.
A fusion.
This is a lot of techno babble.
What? It's jeans. Does this mean I have denim?
No, they didn't say jeans. It was jean singular.
Oh, so we need another gene in order to have denim.
Yes.
Toby sounds familiar too. Oh, I don't get to pick.
Oh, did you not?
No,
I did not get to pick. Yeah.
How dare you be stoic and silent?
I'm sorry. So fusion is new to this compared to the original, I'm assuming.
Looks yes. Like that. Skeleton, might, and shell.
So I could be Skeletor, All Might, or a Ninja Turtle.
Yes, in that order. The voice for Toby is Laura Megan Stahl.
Name doesn't sound familiar.
Are you trying to give headbutts to my character, to old emos? You can't touch that. It's not okay. Consent is important.
Okay, my eyes now glow.
I didn't actually listen to the thing, so I'm not sure what mine does. they? What?
This concludes the tutorial on fusion. Oh, okay.
I guess the first thing is just eye glowy.
I wanted tentacles. Suppose.
Tentacles seem pretty cool.
You'll experience a mutation, but only certain mutations.
Huh. I don't know. I can't see my mutation, honestly, because I'm wearing glasses, but still.
I mean, my eyes went from dark to blue. That was about it.
Mine went from...
My eyes probably did the same.
Lighter, glowy purple.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I think that we'll call the podcast there.
I got the complete edition for Daemon X Machina from Humble Bundle a while ago, but I didn't really know what it would be like, so I haven't played it. But after playing this, I think I'll put it higher on my playlist. It seems fun.
Yeah.
And I like the first game, and this seems better and so far. Like, they improved on it, I think.
It's definitely a fun co-op game, especially with the Halo-esque vehicles.
In the original Daemon X Machina, you had a thing. The mechs were bigger, and you could jump out of them and like run around and do some stuff. But in the end, it wasn't that useful. You could lay down traps and later get back into your mech and lead enemies into the traps to like immobilize them. But that's about the most useful thing you could do, I think. So it seems like in this, they decided to merge the two, and instead you have like an exosuit.
Seems like it, yeah.
And actually, in the first game, you could also like get body modifications for your outer, for your character, and with certain modifications, you could like replace your body parts with robotic body parts. You could become a full robot.
Oh, cool, I think.
So, yeah, this seems like very much merging into ideas, because even if you go to your hangar, to your... like to your armor parts, you can turn them off, so it's just your character. Or just have the arms on, the torso, the head, whatever. You need to have the greaves on, because I assume your character gets taller, but other than that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it has a lot of potential. Sorry, Ace, I cut you off.
No.
Just on the, like, maybe 2 hours we've played, I would definitely keep going, at least.
Well, you can. I mean, in the demo, you can roam around and do stuff, fight enemies, get more parts, and your save actually carries over to the full version. So, you wouldn't be losing progress.
Cool. I'll buy it on PlayStation right now, and then I'll continue my save from the PC version, right?
Why would anyone do that, Ace?
Because Ace told them to.
Look, I can do it in Digimon Story Hacker's Memory. Why can't I do it? That's about it for this episode. Thank you for joining me, Erin, Gauze, and Jack.
I figured out what happened. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening, and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. And of course, check out our writings on GamingGrim.com. Until next time, game on.